Okay, you had to have dealt with some crazy, like, stalkers in your days. I know for a fact you have. You ain't even told me, but I know you have. How are you feeling? Good?
Yeah. Ready for this? It's almost 5 o'clock.
Let me introduce you really quick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the only podcast that matters. We are back, no fucks given. Today's guest, 31 years old, Constance Nunes. She's an American model, a stunt woman, reality TV personality on her Netflix series Car Masters, Rust to Riches. You're a jack of all trades.
I mean, when you say it out loud, it sounds impressive.
Are you a stunt woman?
I used to.
I read a little thing.
Yeah.
You were in some movies.
Bring it on.
The Dump Bro movie.
No, that's like...
Bring it on. Dancing?
Cheerleading?
You were in that?
Yeah. But you were like, probably like this big.
What was your...
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You were somebody's actual stunt double? You've heard of Bring It On, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like with the cheerleaders and all that.
Yeah, they have a cheer camp and they have to compete and then there's a guy that has to sneak in.
Because I met you...
Okay, I've seen it.
I met you randomly.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to learn a lot of stuff about you before this podcast. And I was like, stunt woman? I didn't know you were in all these movies. Anyways, your one request to me, you're like, you got to get me some wine. I just turned 21. So I brought you, I know, where's the wine? You're asking yourself, where's the wine? Well, let me give you this wine glass. Maverick, I didn't get you a wine glass. I don't know if you wanted wine.
No, I don't want wine.
He's just going to drink it right out.
I am just going to have wine for Constance because I also can. There's your wine glass. Now you might be asking yourself, where's the wine? Hold on.
I'm also asking myself when you learned that this is a wine glass.
Okay, I don't own any wine glasses.
Yeah.
Yes, Lindsay.
He goes, the best thing I got.
This is for beer.
Hey, but what about this? What are these?
Yeah.
Is this the right?
Yeah.
Is your favorite?
Yeah.
You a big wine person?
This makes up for
the glass.
Does
the glass matter for the wine?
Yeah, sometimes.
Got the air?
Yeah. Like circle. Like you can't really.
You can.
We're going to try it out. I mean, I don't really discriminate against wine.
Let's get
wine,
this going.
So.
I'm going to put this. We have two bottles. So wait.
We'll get through it. We'll get through the bottles.
Let's pour you a glass. Let's get comfortable.
Because
get our juices flowing.
I can't believe you're 21 now.
I know, it's crazy. I've only known you though since I was 19.
Yeah, 19.
May I?
Yes, thank you.
I'll spill it on my computer. Are we going all the way to the top?
I mean, this is good.
That's good. All right.
Wait, what's the percentage?
I don't even know if I like wine. This is a constant start to the podcast.
I mean, this is
exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful. I think the first thing I want to talk about, okay, you're obviously like, you're on a Netflix show, which I think is like really interesting. And I have a lot of questions about Netflix shows because I'm a YouTuber. I don't come from mainstream media.
Yeah.
You don't come from YouTube. You're on Netflix.
The only time I'm ever on YouTube is when I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah. And then people go commenting on my stuff. How do you know Constance? I understand it's pretty random. And maybe that's the first thing we just go straight into. Constance, how do we meet?
You tried to kill me one time.
Just one time?
Yeah. Well, so far. Yeah, so far I'm pretty sure it was just the one time.
We should just go deep into this. Let me actually try this wine really quick. I don't even know if I like wine.
Cheers.
Is it white wine or red wine?
It's white.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know if I like this.
It tastes like the stuff you get at church.
I don't know why you wanted that.
Yeah.
We're going to sip on it, though. We're going to get the juices flowing.
Yeah.
So, long story short, Constance, she's obviously, I got to give her props for being on this podcast anyway. You're a whole woman and we're just two idiots that make videos on the internet. So thank you, first of all, for coming on. And how me and Constance met was we both worked for Hot Wheels.
Yes.
We both worked for Hot Wheels. I was invited to go on Gumball 3000, which is a 3,000 mile rally. They change locations every year. Mm-hmm. This one was from Mykonos, Greece to Ibiza, Spain.
Yes.
I believe Ibiza is in Spain.
Yes.
So I was excited. This was one of like, for me, it was a big thing Hot Wheels was doing for me. It was more of a favor.
It's a big opportunity. I mean, anyone that gets to go is like,
it's almost
crazy.
$100,000 sub, maybe over to have a spot in Gumball.
I think over. By the time you're done with like everything, like not just your entrance fee, but like getting there, cars, gas, the whole deal, definitely more. But I think even just like it's pretty exclusive to like get to go.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, even just getting invited to go is, like, wow. Like,
was that a thing that Hot Wheels asked you to do, or was it a thing where, like, it was a dream they were helping you fulfill, going to Gumball?
I mean, I always wanted to go, but they approached me.
Okay.
To go as a driver.
Okay.
And then they were like, we have this other guy also. And I was like, okay. And I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest.
So the reason Hot Wheels did Gumball was because in our contract for the year, like, they wanted to help use their connections because they're a massive company and they know so many people and all that good stuff. They were doing that as like a favor to me because that was something I asked them.
Really?
I wanted to be a part
of.
Yeah, so that was like my idea originally. Okay. They made it happen, and then they made a whole thing out of it, got the Hot Wheels car, sponsored the event, and then you were the co-driver.
Yeah.
So I remember first time I met you was at a Hot Wheels car show at the Mattel place. Yeah. And I remember being really, because I knew we were going to do Gumball together. It was a couple months away.
Yeah.
But I was still intimidated by you. Like,
why?
Because, like, look at you.
I'm nice. I just look really bitchy.
You're just a woman. I don't know. I got to sing.
No, it's definitely
kind of scared of women. You know what I mean? I'm not there yet. So
it's like
anyways.
A real woman.
You know, it is like a real woman. And I was like, oh shit, I gotta go to Europe for a week with her. I don't know if you're gonna like me. I don't know how it's gonna go. So we show up to Gumball. This is where the story gets mad because she said I almost killed her.
Yeah.
So we are 4 hours into Gumball. The rally just started.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels gave us what car?
They gave us a Range Rover.
Did they tell you they were supposed to give us a Ford Raptor before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember that.
Yeah, I looked at it before, and I was like, wow, that's a hefty thing to take on a supercar race.
I was told I was getting McLaren first.
Yeah, they did tell me that, and then it switched to the truck, and I was like, this is kind of like a jump in a different direction.
But okay.
And then I was like, well, trucks are cool. Like, maybe if we got to, like, dip in the dirt and, like, go around people.
That's what I was thinking. It was an 800-horsepower Raptor.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was like, didn't they tell us when we were already at the airport that wasn't the car that we were getting?
Yeah, they said we're getting a Range Rover.
Yeah, but we were already, like, on the plane on the way there. Like, there was no, like, prep of, like, oh, by the way.
Their idea was
disappointing.
I feel disappointing.
Like, it's a race and you're not winning with a Range Rover.
Exactly. You're not going to keep up with all the other cars because there's Lambos and Ferraris and Koenigseggs and Bugattis and, like, the craziest cars that you obviously want to be in the pack while you're doing the drive across Europe.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to because we're in a fucking Range Rover. But they told me.
It was a beautiful car. It was super nice.
SVR. 130
nice,
retail.
Comfortable. I drove it for like maybe an hour.
So this is. we're gonna get there in the story, okay? So we're in Greece. Constance was the first person to drive. She drove from the hotel to the boat because the first day of Gumball, we're staying at a nice resort in Greece.
Yeah.
We take the car to a shipping station where there's like a big boat we're going to get on with all the cars. So she drove it. Nah, it wasn't even an hour, bro. It was 10 minutes.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Yeah, you're right.
I drove it for like an hour.
First day.
Just not even in the race. It was literally just to get us to the boat to start everything. So, yeah. I mean, that was cool, though. Remember when that was like a sight to see. You've never seen something like that many supercars.
It was $130 million worth of cars on a boat.
Getting loaded onto a boat.
I think, like, I tried to do the
wait,
math.
Whose idea was it for the Range Rover? Like, Hot Wheels was like 10 or 12.
They said that it would be safer for me to not be in a sports car when all I drive my whole life is sports cars.
Okay, so
they were thinking the opposite of what happened.
Okay. Well, and I think they wanted something really big to put a really big logo on, and you can't really put a big logo
on a McLaren.
Yeah.
Okay,
makes sense.
So they're thinking like retail value of like size.
So walk me through when we get off the yacht, or the boat, sorry, the big shipping boat. We end up in Athens, Greece.
Yep.
Can you tell me that story from your perspective?
So from my perspective, I was like, hey, I've done a lot of these rallies before. I'll let you drive first, even though I was supposed to drive first. And looking back, you know, yeah.
That wine, man.
Did you get in trouble?
And I will.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble at all because you weren't driving?
No, like, I didn't get in trouble for not driving, but, like, we had just already agreed the day before, like, I'll start, then he'll take over, and we'll switch off from there. And then for some reason, when we did, like, get ready to start, I was like, you know what, man, I've done these before. Like, you go start driving.
I have the experience.
Yeah.
So do you remember, tell us the story up until the crash. I want to hear your perspective on it, because I've told a lot of people the story.
Well, so the whole thing starts. Everyone else takes off.
Throw in all the details, by the way.
And we're like in the back. Like in not even the back.
Slow car
we're
section.
Like
we're in that and we're at the gas station and, and obviously the people from Hot Wheels were with us, so they were like, "Yo, wait for us. We're not there yet because there's a big line of cars."
They were in like a Jeep.
Grand Cherokee. I hate those cars now.
Just trailing behind us and I'm like, "We can't really participate if we're not
in the race."
In the race. Yeah.
I'm also there to get content and film the actual event.
And so far we're just chilling at a gas station. Everyone's by. Finally, we get on the road. And remember the something was
falling off.
Yeah, so
the car,
the headliner.
No. It was on the outside.
It was like the pillar. The fabric inside the car was falling off.
On the outside.
Or outside.
Was falling off. So he's driving, trying to catch up to everyone else. So we're going like decently fast.
110 miles an hour.
And I'm sitting on the edge of the window, hanging outside, trying to put this panel back in so that it doesn't go flying off on the highway.
Because she's the mechanic also. She's also the mechanic. I'm literally just the useless YouTuber teenager.
Yeah, so
there to fuck everything up.
For real.
Constance is there appreciating the the event and the week and the cars because she loves cars. She builds cars. So do you remember the Hot Wheels people behind us asked if we would slow down?
Yeah,
they wanted us to wait for them.
He's driving. We get the panels situated, right? I'm back in the vehicle. They're texting. Slow down. Tell him to slow down. And on one end, I'm like, well, I'm not his babysitter, so I don't feel like I need to do that. And two, I was like, we're in a rally with all the other cars. We need to get up to the other cars. So I'm not going to tell him to slow down. And then I know we were going for a while. You did slow down a little bit, but it was
no. This is what happened. Let me hear. Let me take over this part of the story.
Yeah.
So they told me to slow down, and of course, me being the dickhead I am, I said, "Oh, you want me to slow down? All right." So I go 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, you
slow. I go exactly the speed limit.
Your face the whole time was just like
pissed off. They call me. They're like, "You can go faster." I'm like, "No, that's fine. No, it's fine. Trust me."
Petty.
Boom. We're going. Then pull off at a gas station. I see all the Lambos at a gas station. So we pull off at the gas station to stay with the pack. And then they tell us, no, we missed the gas station. Get back on the freeway. Keep going. But we also needed gas. So then we're a couple more miles down the freeway. And they're like, oh, the next gas station's 9 miles off the freeway to the right, like full opposite direction of the rally. I'm like, oh, my God, we need gas. Only place we can stop.
And this is in the middle of nowhere at this point. We're out of the city, like literally
farmland, bro.
Fields. For as far as you can see.
Straight lines in a square. Nothing.
Straight.
So then we're with Hunter. Hunter shoots another one of my really good friends. He was there to help me film. He's telling me the directions. He's like, hey, up here you're going to turn right. Keep in mind, I'm pissed off because they told me to slow down. So you know me. I'm sitting there with my fucking face straight. I'm like, whatever, fuck this. Like, I'm already like, this is the first day I hate this. Because I couldn't speed and I wasn't with it. I was pissed off. Hunter goes, hey, turn right up here. I was like, sure, whatever. Coming up, he's like, hey, turn right. It's like right after this tree. Hey, turn right. I'm like not paying attention. I'm like, oh shit. Slam on the brakes. I'm like, I am not missing this right turn. No chance, bro. I was like, we've already wasted so much time. I'm not missing it.
Yeah.
There's like a grass field on the side of the road. We end up, it was a right-hand drive vehicle as well.
Yeah, so it's right-hand drive and it's like gravel into farmland.
Okay.
And it looks like.
Like a little ditch?
You would just like.
No, you don't see a ditch.
Dip into the dirt and pop back up. Like you're off the road, but you're in the dirt and come back up.
Okay.
Easy. Continue.
Yeah, so.
You take it from here.
He slams on the brakes to slow down. We're still going decently fast for a turn in a Range Rover. And so it's like, oh, we start to go in the dirt. And I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a Range Rover. It's a SUV. We got this.
It's still going in the dirt. And I'm like, oh, it feels really like this.
Yeah.
And
really
then
lopsided.
All of a sudden, I don't know, to me it felt like in the second we were upright was quick, but then the second we started to go took like forever.
It feels like it did.
It took so
I remember going off the road and all of a sudden the car kind of started pivoting itself into the ditch. It was all so slow motion.
You felt like you were going to get out of it still. Like for the longest part of it, I was like, oh, we're just going to
be fine. And then all of a sudden, car sinks.
And it goes.
Starts rotating, drops like 7 feet.
Yeah.
Drops 7 feet off the side of the road into a ditch that was covered in grass.
But like straight onto the top.
And keep in mind.
We were already rolled.
Did anyone get injured?
Like,
We'll get there. Okay. This is 4 hours into the rally, okay? So I start freaking out because, like, this was a dream of mine that Hot Wheels helped me fulfill. I have her in the car. Like, I mean, Hunter's in the car. The Hot Wheels CEO of marketing is in the car behind us. And first thing that happens, I said, I did not just do that. I did say there's some shit you I probably learned from you. I go, I did not just do that. I did not just do that. I did not just do that. I did not just do that.
Hear that? I was upside down, by the way. Somehow, like, the guys got out of their seatbelts super fast.
Naturally.
And I was just hanging upside down for a second, and I was like, oh, this is weird. And, like, the airbag had went off.
You were front passenger.
I was front passenger, which is technically the driver's side here. So when it rolled on my side. So it blew all the airbags.
This is the thing, too. Yeah. So when it rotated, she flew further and got more impact. I was on the inside of the roll. You understand?
I bet she felt terrible.
Yeah. And she was the only one injured from it. I hit my head on the steering wheel. So I got a small concussion. Hunter got tossed around. Hunter got tossed around in the back seat, but then she got the worst of it. The airbag went off,
it
punctured.
Like, went off, hit here, burned like my whole arm.
She got a scar from it still.
Yeah. And then because of the airbag, it blew into my rib cage and I cracked two ribs.
Which I didn't know about until a couple months ago.
Yeah. And so I was.
And
just
you
like,
hit your head.
Yeah. I was just hanging upside down, like, what just happened? Like, literally just hanging upside down, and I can hear you guys. Like stepping on the roof. Of
yeah,
because
it was a sunroof and we were upside down in the car. Anyways, I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, I just ruined this whole trip. Hot Wheels people come over freaking out, start getting us out of the car. I literally was crying because I felt so fucking horrible. Because like this was such a big thing that I had been hyping up in my head and I ruin it just like that. Completely ruin it. Like worst possible scenario. So now the cops show up. She's all fucked up. Hunter's like helping her because I'm having my own panic attack in the corner. Like I'm freaking the fuck out. I remember the cops showed up and they tell me, "Oh, you need a U.S. license or you need an international license." So they were about to like get me in trouble for this. So I was like, "Oh no 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 no!" I was like, "I can drive here," and they're like, "No, you can't. Like, you don't have an international license. You're 19 years old." Like, no. I was like, "Yes, I can." I was like, literally just like, "What are you fucking talking about? You're wrong." Telling this to the police.
Yeah,
they're foreign, so they're like,
yeah,
"Whatever."
I was gonna say, and in different language barrier as well. So.
They end up saying, "Okay, you're right."
Like, they were just annoyed with us at that point. Honestly, I feel like they were just like, "Whatever."
So these guys show up. Flip the car over, help us get everything sorted.
Which was crazy.
Yeah.
Watching them flip it back over.
With a big crane, like twist it. Anyways, then starts the worst week of probably my life ever. Because like from that point on, I was over it. We're stuffed in the back of a Jeep Grand Cherokee, traveling 3,000 miles across Europe for 3 days straight.
It felt like the worst family vacation you've ever been on.
And then it caused all this drama because everyone was mad. There was so much shit going wrong. There just caused all these problems between Hot Wheels and Constance and me. And it ended up Constance got sent home.
Yeah.
Instead of me.
But I got sent home after I found you a ride.
Yeah.
Because I was like, listen, it's fine. We'll get in another car.
I really gave her the shitty end of the stick.
Yeah. You did. It's okay.
No, you have probably had to have some bad taste for Tanner. You're probably like, F hang out with this kid.
Because I definitely ruined the entire week. It was supposed to be a dream vacation and I tarnished it.
Especially when Tanner gets mad, he makes everybody else mad or sad or upset.
I mean, we were good.
Your vibe is like the vibe of everybody. So if Tanner's upset, don't even think about
being happy. I guess that's kind of a compliment.
I mean, he felt so bad though. Like he felt so bad that I was hurt. He felt so bad that like, the trip wasn't going well, like, so bad. But I was like, it's fine. I'm going to get us into another car because that's something I'm good at is, like, socializing and meeting people. So I'm out there meeting everyone the next day at breakfast, trying to get us into another car. I finally find, like, this amazing group of people. They're like, we have plenty of seats. Like, jump in. Like, let's go. I'm like, cool. You're going to get all your content that you need. I'm going to get to drive. This is all working out now. And then they were like, oh, we're going to send you home.
And you had no say?
And I was like, oh.
And then I stayed.
Okay. And then he stayed.
I wanted to leave. I was fucking over it.
Yeah, he's like, I want to go home.
You're definitely being the Debbie Downer.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I gave up on the week the day it started. It's fucking over. Bro, this like super rich French guy, he's a YouTuber. His name's Pog Forever. I think that's his name. He was like, oh, you can drive my Ferrari 812 super fast and my Huracan and my Aventador. Please. Like, please.
Yeah.
Being nice because he knew me from the internet. Mm-hmm. I literally was like, bro, I'm not driving. I'm no.
Yeah, like he was over it.
I made Hunter drive the Lambos. I did not want to drive. I was terrified of cars. And then everyone was stressed out. But I can't even. That week was just horrible. That was the worst first impression of me.
And the whole time I was like, what just happened? Like, I wasn't even driving. Like, it wasn't my fault.
No,
in
for
any
real.
Way.
It was like fucked up because it all got turned on you. It was 100% my fault.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was our first time meeting. The first week we ever hung out.
Yeah, that was our first like real outing together, and you tried to kill me.
And then ever since then, you since then moved to Temecula, where I'm from. So we've become a lot better friends. We have family game night sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
We had your dog's birthday party here.
I was going to say Buff's birthday. That was okay. Can we just take a second to appreciate Buff's birthday? Because what dog do you know has a birthday party that's a
more lit than
party?
A party I'd have?
Yeah. YouTubers, there was the boxing.
Ryan Garcia was here.
Yeah.
You had Ryan Garcia at your dog's birthday party. That's fucking baller.
Yeah. Buff had the best birthday.
Damn. Yeah. There was like 30 people here, pool party. She had a whole buffet outside.
Did it happen here?
Yes.
Where was I?
I don't know. That was a good question. It was last summer.
Yeah.
Well, I was probably in Japan.
So you have how many followers on Instagram now? 800,000?
Yeah. I don't know. Like 860?
What is your demographic?
844,000. Yeah.
Mainly male, female, both?
I'd say both. Both? Yeah, both.
You grow a lot from your Netflix show.
Yeah, I mean, before the first season, I think I had like 200,000 followers.
200,000 followers?
Just like on my own.
I remember when your second season dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Just recently, you were at 300,000 in Gumball.
Mm-hmm.
I think you hit 330 when we were on Gumball. And then you grew to 800,000 in a matter of months. It was ridiculous. How did you get a part of a Netflix show? Also such a unique one. You're kind of the star of the show.
Like, no, if you look
to
at
me,
photos of
to
like
me, you're the main
Rust
character.
To riches.
That's because we know each other.
No, but like,
well,
if
and
you
you're
just
like
look
the
up
only
photos,
pretty girl on it.
You're the only person that pops up. If you
really?
Just happen, you're
definitely
if you
the
just Google it.
Oh, I don't like to Google myself. Is that
it's kind of fun sometimes? You find some weird shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, or it'll be like articles about me with pictures of other brunette girls. Then I'm like, that's not me.
You're like,
yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Your wine.
How's that going for you?
I'm going pretty good. I've had a couple sips of it over here. So how does Constance get onto a TV show building cars? Custom cars.
So I work with a lot of shops here in SoCal.
And you've just always been into cars?
Oh, yeah. Like, my dad was a drag car racer. So I grew up doing that, like, my whole life. I built cars my whole life. And honestly, like, when I was younger, I was like, it'd be really cool to have a job at Pet Boys. Like, that was like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, that'll be so cool to like work at Pet Boys. and then I don't know, I just kept like working my way up at like dealerships and doing all this stuff. And then I was at a car show and a guy asked me for help, like jump starting his car. And he's like, thanks so much. Didn't hear anything. And then I got a call from the owner of our shop on the show. And he was like, hey, would you come in and do some like motor work and like help me out a little bit with like the extra stuff that I have? So I started just doing that. And then they got offered a show. And he was like, hey, could you come?
You were just doing mechanic work for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly actually fixing his car.
Yeah.
So wait, on the show, is it real scripted or no?
No. Like, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, people always think we're scripted. But it's really like, that is really us. If anything, they tone us down.
You wait, so you show up to work on cars and they just film you?
Yeah. Like, sometimes they'll stop us in between stuff. Like, if I'm doing something really fast, they'll be like, whoa, can you slow down so we can
capture
that?
That?
Yeah. Or like, I'll put something together sometimes and they'll be like, we missed that. Can you take it apart and do it again?
Oh, that's like, the worst.
Do they ever try to start problems between you and the team?
No.
Or make fake drama? No.
Really?
No. Yeah.
That's actually really surprising to me.
I mean, like,
because I guess it's about building the car.
Yeah, like in real life, we don't really have drama, and they don't really make it seem like that on the show. I don't think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know how many viewers that show gets? So they don't even tell you.
Oh, Netflix is like one of the only like, I guess like streaming or even like TV, like regular cable TV and all that. They're the only company that doesn't release like their numbers on anything.
That's
so like
wild.
Any of like their views or like the demographic or anything, they know, and then they just pick up their shows accordingly.
Because you guys have been on top 10 forever.
Yeah, no, we were like top 10 in the US for like a while.
I've never seen you not on the top 10.
Really?
On my Netflix.
Yeah.
I always see it.
Yeah. No, like our show's really popular. And I Honestly, I think it's because our show isn't like all the other car building shows. Like most of them are like building, I guess, like normal cars.
I get it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or it's like really scripted where they're like, okay, today so-and-so is going to get in a fight with so-and-so and we're going to film that. And it's like, but I just want to watch people build cars, yeah. You know? So we try to keep it like pretty strict to that.
Okay. How long are you spending like per season and how many episodes are in a season?
There's 8 episodes a season. And the seasons kind of just go along the timeline of like how fast we build.
Okay. So there's no really, actual time frame. It's just really, it's just pure like.
Yeah. Like if we're building something and say they like film part of it and then they come back to film another part. So like we're not filming like every day.
Right.
They'll come in and out for like whatever they want to see, you know.
Right. Totally.
It's like no one wants to see us like you- sanding shit down for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Do you know, do you ever get to pick the cars? Like, you're like, hey, boss, I really want to.
No.
You have a pretty famous car.
Baby Stang?
Baby Stang.
Yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
about that.
I mean, if I.
That's
if
like
I
your Guaxilla.
Yeah. If I could pick cars, it'd be Mustangs, like all day. Every
what
day.
Year?
64 and a half.
That's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
And why Baby Stang? Why? Where'd that come from? How'd that come about? Was it your dad's car?
No.
Bought on Craigslist?
I grew up in a Chevy family.
You went staying on your own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just always really wanted like the first ever Mustang. I just thought that'd be really cool. And I had other cars before it because I couldn't find it. And then my dad found one and I bought it. And that's that.
Okay.
But I've had it since I was 16.
I know. That's been your – that's a piece of you.
Yeah.
Piece of your brand for sure.
Yeah.
So
oh,
you
maybe Stang's more popular than me. I
say that about my car. I said about my car.
So, I mean, you have a Hot Wheels car.
I'm surprised you didn't get
one. I do have one.
Coming out?
No, I have one.
Like, they made you one.
A singular in the Hot Wheels thing.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a birthday gift.
So I'm like, I got a Hot Wheels.
Hey, let's go a Hot Wheel. Yeah. That's awesome. So were you into like you're in the social media space before the Netflix show blew up? Because that was like your big moment, would you say or no?
Yeah. I mean, I had Instagram, but I wasn't like trying to do anything with. I don't feel like I'm trying to do anything with it now though.
Yeah. It just kind of happens.
We talk about this all the time. Like I'm not good with social.
It just happens to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm just like, "Oh, I forgot to post for 5 days. I should put something up on Instagram."
Just kind of happens.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Or like when we were talking about TikTok the other day, I was like, "What?
Yeah, you know nothing about TikTok. You're not even on TikTok."
I just know it's all the dances and like the faces and
I feel like TikTok's the next if you're next
you got to be a part of it. I was trying to tell her. I was like, you got to get on TikTok.
But I told him I can't dance.
It's not about dancing.
No, it's just about just like following trends and making it your own. Like, so they have like this
using
one.
Popular audios.
Yeah, yeah. Using popular.
There's like a lot of other YouTubers you can or TikTokers you can watch and kind of copy their content in your own way.
Okay.
Like Stradman, Supercar Blondie. They have their own style of like content. And you can kind of see what visually is pleasing to people and kind of copy them off that. But then also like you're a girl. And it ain't no secret. You got some, you know, clickbait.
It helps.
It would help a lot.
I mean, you could use it sometimes on your.
I definitely use. I use clickbait of that
the
all the time.
The gumball video.
I did in a thumbnail. Yeah,
the thumbnail is
and
me
my girlfriend.
In a bikini.
My girlfriend at the time got really mad at me for that, but I said it's business, babe. It's business. Now we weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend yet, so she didn't know. Say, yeah. But yeah, no, I
didn't even know about it.
I think
just
it would
saw
be
the video
very beneficial.
Like, oh.
To get on TikTok.
But like.
I guess, who knows? You got season 3 coming out of the show too.
I guess
so like. Maybe you don't even need it.
The only person I feel like I'm like, that's kind of cool on TikTok would be like the cranberry juice guy.
You think he's the only successful person on TikTok?
No, he's just the only one that's like my vibes because I'm like Fleetwood Mac. I'm down with that.
So run with it.
Yeah.
Create your own
I mean,
flow.
But I can't skateboard either, so.
You don't need to skateboard. I'm telling you, you got your own hobbies.
I was going to say, I feel like I need a skill that's not cars.
No, you are underestimating yourself, I think. I think that would be the move. All right, I got to understand this. What is Constance passionate about? Like, what is your meaning of life? What drives you every day? Are you out here being a savvy businesswoman? Or is this shit like, you love cars and God knows how this shit has all happened, fell in your lap?
Probably the second one. Yeah. Like I just love cars and that just happened to
naturally
go in a direction where I ended up on TV. Like people ask me all the time. They're like, oh, did you want to be on TV? I'm like, Not that I didn't want to. I just had no plan of that.
Right.
Like I said, Pep Boys was like, that'll be cool. Like
Pep Boys.
Or like working at NASCAR or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, did you ever try to get into like drag racing like your dad?
I did for a little bit when I was younger. And then I started building more than I was racing. But I almost bought a car the other day because I was like, maybe we should get back into racing and like do that.
What is Constance like? Do outside of cars then? I feel like there's so many, I feel like there's, you have the Rust to Riches viewers right now listening.
Yeah.
They always hear you talk about the Mustangs and the
show. So
and like what else is Constance?
If I had to like break it down, it's like cars, drinking, my dog, Buff.
Your dog is your son?
Buff is my son.
That's your
like,
son.
In
it is.
Real, like that is my child.
I see him as that.
Yeah. Well, you're like his uncle, basically.
Hey,
so, you know.
I could be, yeah.
Like, they're like uncle. homies, though. Like,
no, Buff is dope. I met him once.
Yeah, when he comes over here. I'm pretty sure this used to be, like, his sleeping quarter. Like, he would come in here and just sleep in here every single time
his
he
room?
Was over here. Yeah. But, yeah. So, like, cars, drinking, Buff. And then, I guess, like, something I'm passionate about that I kind of feel like I try to use my platform for is just like getting women in the industry. Like, like in the auto industry, because I feel like we do have a lot of us out there, but it's sad how like we're still unrecognized.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so many like female YouTubers that are in the auto industry in some form of way, and they're still small in comparison to like the male demographic, which is like, it's not like guys' fault or anything like that. It's just like, I know I have this space now being on TV. So I feel like I got to be a good representative and like try to get more opportunities for those girls to get up to this.
You're a
level.
Very big advocate on exposing haters when they like to make shitty comments about you
haters.
Being a girl mechanic.
I love haters though. Like, I guess like the rule is always right on social media, don't respond.
Yeah, it
like,
is. That's like. General rule, yeah.
Yeah,
I would
like
say so.
You don't really respond to haters.
Sometimes people get under my skin. I like just shitting on them real quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, but most of the time, no.
For the most part, you stick to the PR rule of like, you're not supposed to do that. I do not do that at all. Like, my page.
You
is,
blast motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll like screenshot your DMs to me and post them on my story.
With your at.
Just embarrass them.
Don't even scratch the at out.
Yeah. No, the whole thing.
Profile picture, everything. Can you give us a story of sometimes that's happened and what your fans did?
Oh, I've had ones before where like, especially like if they have like their girlfriend in their profile picture, like I'll go find their girlfriend and just be like, hey, I'm about to post your man up for this shit that he just sent to me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Wait, Tanner's done that once though.
What?
Did you?
Some girl DM'd you that had a boyfriend.
Some girl, this is a couple weeks ago. She DM'd me and was like flirting with me or something. And then I looked in her bio and I saw her boyfriend's name. And then like I looked at her recent photo was a photo of them and she tagged him. And I DM'd him and I sent him, I was like, hey bro, like better watch out for your girl. And he's like, bro, he thought I was like fucking with him, like being a dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like I'm looking out for you. He's like, are you like being funny? I can't tell. Send me a screenshot. I sent him a screenshot. I don't know what ever happened with it. But I don't like that either.
I don't like that social media has made it so easy for people to be real sketch like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, I'm going to send a DM. Like, but it's like got your name on it. It's like, you don't get this, obviously, but like getting random dick pics in like your DMs or on.
I've
like,
got them.
I.
Surprisingly enough.
I have
not near as much as you, I can imagine.
Like, I had to stop using Snapchat. I just don't use Snapchat anymore because I was getting so many of them. That it was just
I
like,
want to know the boy nature.
Just,
I'm so curious the boy nature.
Going through his mind? Like,
no, but why are so many guys like that? She wants to see my dick. Just because you're horny.
We don't.
Like, I know
I'm
they don't.
I'm just going to be honest. Like, we don't.
Like, girl,
I mean, like, maybe a little bit, but like
depends
not,
on the person, I would feel like.
Yeah. Depends on the person.
But guys get horny and go, oh, she wants to see my dick. It's like, no, those things are ugly.
What I don't get, though, is like your name is on it. Like, I can see who it's coming from. It's not like a random
fake account.
Yeah. I'm like, your name's on it and it tells me where you live and stuff. And like, this is weird now.
You've got to have like,
it's so personal.
It is very personal. It's your,
Well, like besides that part, like just knowing exactly who you are. And I'm like, are you not worried that like I could take that picture anywhere with your name?
I mean, cause I guess they're probably assuming you're not going to be reposting a dick on your Instagram.
I mean, maybe. They don't know that. I could be that person.
I guess if it was Twitter, it'd be different.
Is that a thing on Twitter?
Twitter, you're not, like, nothing.
There's no rules on Twitter. Porn just runs freely.
I think I have Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is not my favorite social media platform.
I think I have it. I can't
really
remember.
So many sad people on there.
What I've posted there.
Yeah, you're not missing out on much, to be honest.
I think I mostly just post about, like, food.
On Twitter?
On Twitter, I'm just like, I'm really hungry for this.
So big food advocate as well.
Oh, well, you know, you've been to my house.
Oh, yeah, you go off on the cooking.
Yeah.
Man, can this woman cook full Thanksgiving meals for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, we had a Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Well, you don't come to my house and not eat. Like, that's just like, I'm very old school in that way. So, like, if you're going to come to my house, you're going to eat.
Like, properly, though. She spent $30 on a gravy. What are they called? A ladle?
A gravy ladle.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yes. $30 on a gravy ladle. She got all the shit. Fancy black forks and knives that are extra long.
Weighted, too.
They're weighted, like, everything.
So what's your favorite meal to cook, then?
Ooh.
Like, it's a special day.
All the women at home right now are like, yes, I can't wait to eat.
I mean, I cook, like, everything.
Maybe some men, too. Maybe some men, too.
But I don't know. I mean, we had prime rib on Friendsgiving, and that was pretty bomb, I think. I think I did good on it.
I like Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving food's never, you can never go wrong with that. That's just, like, comfort food.
Yeah. And I always try to make chicken when I know that you're coming, because you.
That's all I eat.
Yeah, he only eats chicken. I don't know if you noticed that, but every time I'm like, oh, Taylor's
fried chicken.
Coming, I gotta make chicken.
Fried chicken, baby. Let's go.
And protein shakes. You're missing that. Tanner probably has like 4 protein shakes a day.
I saw you drinking one right before we came in.
I have this weird thing where I can't eat until the day's over. Like, unless I wake up and I like make myself zen out before the day and I can calm myself down. But most of the time I get going and then I'm just like, I can't. I can't stop to like break and enjoy food until then. So like after this, I'm gonna be able to eat.
But like the protein shake is like chalky, right?
Yeah. I just down it. I do like 1/4 cup of water, scoop of fucking, I just
wild,
down man. It, bro.
No.
Every day.
Thank you. But are you doing it for the benefits of like getting big?
Well, to be honest, right now, I've just like been getting a lot of shit done for the end of the year and I just like been busy and kind of stressing myself out a little more than normal.
Yeah.
So I feel like I was just supplementing food, which is not good and it's habit. Don't do that. I will get back on my shit in January.
Now as like,
new year,
new
me.
Older person in the room, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to like bring you over some food and put in Tupperwares and like stock your fridge up.
I would not be opposed to some meal preps. That'd be very, very kind to you.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your childhood was like. Like, are your parents married?
Yeah, still together.
Still together?
Yeah.
What was it like growing up for Constance?
I don't know. I was daddy's
pretty normal?
Girl. Yeah. Yeah, pretty normal. I mean, like, we weren't, like, fancy or anything. Like, didn't come from, like, money or anything like that.
Drag racer.
Yeah, like, I was daddy's little girl. Like, everything my dad did, I wanted to do, and that's what I did, which is why I work on cars now.
You're tomboy?
Very feminine tomboy.
Very tomboy. Like, I would see that. I can see
like
that.
I feel like that's how I am now. Like, you won't catch me, like, without...
That's what I was going to say, but you're very, like, you have tomboy hobbies.
Yeah, like, I like
But you're
to,
very feminine, love wine.
Yeah.
Love being a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But, I mean, like, yeah, I guess both sides.
Both sides, for sure.
For just sure. Like the real life Megan Fox.
I get that so often.
You do? Do you hate it?
Like, when that movie like came out, people were like, oh my gosh, you're like Megan Fox. I'm like, yeah, but, like, she didn't really do anything.
Yeah, you're right. But she's like, the image, the picture.
I'm like,
I don't
flattered.
Even know this.
Like,
you know, Transformers, what? Megan Fox.
I don't know. I know who she is because I have the same last name as her. But I don't know what story y'all are telling.
Because Transformers, she like builds the cars. Transformers.
Yeah, she's like a hot chick that works on cars.
Oh, so people said that was
and
you.
And she's like brunette and everything. So, you know. And I'm like super flattered. But then I'm like, but she doesn't really do anything. So.
I think a really fun fact about you is that you told me one time you were Kim K's body double.
Yeah.
What? Did you know this?
No, for what?
She has like a phone app video game and they were shooting a commercial for it back when they used to shoot commercials for those type of things. And, I'm her body in the commercial cause it's shot.
She's her body double.
It's shot like point of view wise. So all you see is like when I'm looking in a mirror, when I'm looking down and stuff. So it's all like my body.
That's crazy. Yeah. Can you pull that up, though?
Can we? Is it on the internet?
Kim Kardashian Hollywood game.
Kim Kardashian Hollywood game.
Oh, look at that.
I was a stunt double once.
For what?
I know, he snaked me out of my slime.
Okay, but yeah, you guys are like...
No, in a commercial.
Capable.
That one? Kim Kardashian Hollywood official TV commercial?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That's this is it?
One. All right, there's no sound.
Oh, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Wow.
Thanks.
Damn, you know, I've 100% seen this ad before.
I honestly feel like I have too.
Yeah. Well, it used to be on like regular TV.
How does that even happen? Who hits you up for that? They just like seeing you at a party and you're like, oh my God, your body looks like Kim K's.
Yeah. I mean, like I have a butt.
That's also a fat compliment in itself.
Yeah.
Being honored to be Kim Kardashian's.
Did you get to meet her at all or no?
I've actually met her before. I worked at Mercedes like way back in the day in Calabasas and she came in to buy a car. And so I met her, but it was like when she was still like Paris Hilton's assistant. Like, it was, like, way back.
I didn't even know that. You're teaching me all sorts of things. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that's crazy. I haven't seen that in a long time.
So, pretty normal childhood.
Yeah.
What about, like, relationship constants?
Well, I was married for 10 years.
And you're 31. So, you got married when you're my age.
Yeah.
10-year marriage.
Don't do it. I mean, do it if you're, like, super about it.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it like Let's your high school in. Sweetheart? I don't know anything about this. I never asked you about this.
No, we ran in like the same circles in high school, but we didn't meet until after high school. And I don't know, like we were young and it was great and everything was like fine. And I don't know. Just then we got married.
Life
and
happened.
Then we just, I don't know. Life is like, relationships are complicated. Like people say that, but they really underestimate like, the real deep shit behind that. And it's like people think that if everything's good on paper, that translates to being good in real life. And that is 110% not true. So like for all the like, especially women, we do it all the time. We expect these certain things because on paper, it seems like the perfect thing to have. Don't do that. You'll just, it
just
doesn't
have high standards.
Like have high standards, but have standards that like,
are achievable.
But like realistic to people being people. That's the thing is like people want these perfect relationships that take out the flaws of being a real life person. Like no one you meet is ever going to be perfect. No one you meet is going to meet every single thing on your checklist. Like that is just impractical.
I got a good question going back to that divorce thing. I feel like there's a lot of people that maybe would take it if they were in your position. And I'm sure there are a lot of people in your position that maybe got divorced early on and they thought they had their whole perfect life figured out. And then they get divorced and they think, oh, I fucked everything up. This is the end of the world. Like, how am I going to come back from this? I'm 30 years old. What did you learn from this situation? Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of people that would think this is the end of the world and it's not. And you're only 30 years young.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that way. Like when I first, like when it was all going down, I was like, wow, I've built my entire life after this picture of what I thought it was going to be and how it was going to go. And with this other person, especially when you're with someone for that long, your identity is like attached to them. And it's like, then when that goes away, you're like, shit, what do I do? But the thing is like, life is crazy and you can literally like wake up tomorrow and have a completely different life than the life you have today. Like all you have to do is choose to have it. So it's like, even if you feel like, wow, that was my everything. This is what I thought I wanted. It's like tough shit. That's not happening anymore. So get up and do something else. Like don't get stuck in this like, no, it has to be this way. Like that's done.
Were you like that at one point?
Oh, yeah. Like I was like, nope, this is not how it's supposed to go. I was like constantly fighting to like get back on track to this image that I had. Yeah. And it's like, luckily I had amazing support team like around me. I had friends and family and loved ones that like cared so much to tell me like, no, you got to get over that.
Yeah.
Like that's over, that's done. Like you have so much more to move on and do.
It's a very brave thing to have to do.
You start your whole life over. Like honestly, like it felt like I started my whole life over.
And you have to have that feeling, like I said, feeling like you just waste, like, you must feel like you wasted this time.
I mean, I felt like that at the time, like, right out, I was like, I put in 10 years.
That's what I mean. Life. It's a very brave decision to make. And I'm sure you must thank yourself for making that decision. It was not easy to do.
Yeah, no, like, I think that I'm more of my own person now.
Yeah.
Than I was. Like, not to say, like, that's how it is for, like, anyone that's in a long-term relationship. I think that's something that I learned is, like, if you want your relationship to work out in the long, big picture of, like, whether that's getting married or just being with someone for, like, a really, really long time, you have to know that you have to keep being your own person. You have to have your own stuff to do. You have to have times where you guys are doing separate things. Like, you don't have to be attached at the hip all the time. And I think a lot of young people feel like they have to. Like, if you're in your relationship.
Rather than being individual person, no, that's running together. Simultaneously.
Yeah,
I agree so much because I see, like, friends that have girlfriends that girl, like.
They disappear on you, right?
No, exactly. But
if most of the time, yeah.
Like, his whole world is his girlfriend. And, like. Like, he's revolved his whole life, his whole, like, what he likes, what he does, like, everything. And so.
Like, it's cool. Like, you obviously, like, want to do things together and have hobbies that are similar and, like, have these portions of you guys that are you guys together. But it's like when people get scared, like girls all the time. They're like, I don't want my guy to go to guys' night. Like, they're terrified to, like, let their guy go by themselves to guys' night. And it's like, why? Like. Let him do his own thing. That means you, to me, I'm like, fuck, that means I get girls' night.
Yeah,
that means
I get
to go out.
That's how I think about it.
So it's like, it's fine. It's healthy to do things without the other person. And I can definitely say, like, I was a victim to not believing that before.
Yeah.
Of like, oh no, if we're not doing everything together, then that's not good. But that's not true at all.
Yeah. It's been really, like, amazing watching you grow because I met you when that was all kind of first happening. Mm-hmm. So I've really watched you set your life up in a whole new way.
Yeah.
Moving down here, your apartment's totally decked out. You got your show going down here. You've made a ton of new friends. I'm just really proud of you. And
I'm opening a shop this year too.
That's right. Yeah. That's a whole other thing to talk about.
Which I honestly don't think I would have had the time to focus on doing that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about the shop. So you have another show maybe? Maybe new show coming out. No.
Yeah.
Okay. No new shows coming out anytime soon.
No. But I am opening a shop with a bunch of people you know.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. So I'm moving into the West Coast building.
It's pretty massive.
Yeah. No, it's like Disneyland for cars.
It's 75,000 square foot building.
Holy cow.
She's going to be the official, like, mechanic to help actually service people's cars.
So, like, I'll have my, like, basically the whole front of the building is them, and then the back of the building is me. So I'll have Cars by Constance there, but then Cars by Constance is the official team to do all the servicing for the vehicles for West Coast.
Right. Are you, like, trying to, like, turn this into, like, a Shelby Cobra car, like, type of deal, or no? Like this is rare because it's built by Constance.
I mean, my end goal.
I like that.
Yeah, like my end goal with everything would be to, I guess, produce Mustangs that are Cars by Constance Mustangs built off of, like, classic shells, though, like, not a new body style.
Okay, I get you.
So, but, like, mostly, like, yeah, like, high performance parts and stuff like that, but stuff you can only get exclusively through me.
And, like, how you built it and your style. And just, like, the name behind
it. So that's, like, the end goal for that. But for now, it's moving into that building. I feel like you're going to be there all the time.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I'm getting both my cars wrapped there.
Yeah. You're already
ASAP.
There all the time.
ASAP. Yeah, I hang out. That's where I bought the new Lambo from.
I know. And I was, like, I saw it over there the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And then I was expecting it to be here. And I was, like.
So I haven't even taken delivery of it yet. You know how car shit goes.
I mean, I just want to, like, I want to fuck around in it.
Yes,
so,
we should. Yeah. Lots of fucking stuff we can do in that car. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it. So we've already been talking for 50 minutes somehow. Yeah. There's one thing I kind of want to loop back a little bit and just ask.
Okay,
you had to have dealt with some crazy, like, stalkers in your days. I know for a fact you have. You ain't even told me, but I know you have. You had to have.
Yeah. I mean.
Can you like, tell me a story? I'm curious for me.
I had this one guy that he, I don't know, I guess he was, like, real, real obsessed. And he bought me a snow globe and, like, brought it to a show. But, like, I try my best. Like, you've probably seen me at, like, Hot Wheels and everything. I try my best to say hi to everyone.
Yeah, you're every fan, very social person.
Like, I try to take every photo, sign everything. Like, I'll stay there all day if that's what it takes.
And you have some diehard fans.
But, like, I just appreciate that they're coming out there for me. So I feel like I hate when I see people that are like, oh, I'm only signing for 10 minutes and then I'm walking away. It's like, but those people are the reason you have a job. Yeah, so I'll stay there all day. But I guess somehow I missed this person somehow. And they went and found my car in the parking lot and they smashed the snow globe on the hood of my car.
Really?
Yeah.
What car?
Babysitting.
No.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. I mean, fan. It was like a little guy, but yeah, it was like.
A fan wouldn't do that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Male They're delusional, fans bro. That are like real, real obsessed with you. They get really angry.
Think about the weird stories of guys when they're being told no, and then they do some sus shit.
You're right. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so it's more like that.
And in his head, they're probably dating.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably delusional.
I mean, you probably get that, though, from, like, women that think
Not
that-
near as crazy. Like, girls have it so much worse with guy fans. Like, guy, like, crazy, yeah, 'cause guys stalker, can be scary. Obsessive fans. Like, people could get obsessed with me, but I feel like it's a lot less of, like a guy being obsessed with a hot girl. Like, dudes are fucking crazy weird. And weird.
I mean, I don't know.
All of us.
I house sat for you one time, and there was people, like, parked outside your house.
Oh,
like,
that happens a lot.
Yeah, they were like, is Tanner here? And I was like, nah, he doesn't live here. Like, I just told him he didn't live here.
Yeah, people do that.
And I was like, that's
lot.
So weird that people are just, like, hanging out outside your house.
But you've never been in this. Okay, so that situation, you obviously came out and saw your car was broken, yeah. But there's never been, like, a situation where you felt, like, I guess, unsafe in person?
I've had security at, like, a lot of
That's
shows.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should.
Because, like, especially if I bring babysitting,
right.
They'll sit and wait out at my car and, like, wait for me to come back. And
it's like a landmine for you or a landmark.
Like, don't let you get in your car and, like, get away. So it's, like, real awkward.
Yeah.
Have you ever had fans follow you home?
No, like no. I mean, I don't think so. Hopefully not. I mean, I have people on the freeway follow me sometimes, but then, like, once I, like, say hi, they kind of go about their thing. But I would hope no one's following me home. No one that I'm aware of.
Okay.
As of now.
That's good. That's good.
We always make jokes to each other about, like, the age gap and, like, how I don't know so many movies and musicians you listen to, or music artists and stuff like that. Who's, like, your idol? Do you have an idol? Like a celebrity crush.
Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac. I thought you were going to say Keanu Reeves.
I mean, no, I'm mad at you about the Keanu Reeves thing, though. Keanu Reeves is, like, my favorite person.
I told him that story in the last podcast.
Yeah, that's not like an idol. That's like a, like, I would give him my number in the right opportunity. but
that
was at the airport, I think, on the way to Gumball. I forget what brought it up, but you were like, oh, yeah, I met that guy. I didn't know who he was. And I, like, Lost my mind.
Do you still have the photo anywhere or no?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Oh, it is?
I don't think I would be able to.
You have so many photos.
Yeah, actually, fuck that. I'm not going to try to bring that up. I would take, like, at least a couple minutes. Constance, where can everybody follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram. It's at Constance_Nunes. And then I guess Twitter.
Twitter. Follow her on Twitter.
Yeah. I think the Twitter is the same as the Instagram, but honestly, I feel like I should, like, check that the Twitter is still in existence. And then that's it. Maybe TikTok in the future.
Where can people get signed posters by Constance?
On my website, ConstanceNunes.com.
NUNES.
S. Yes.
S.
S.
Boom. Constance, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. We've just been friends for so long, and it's awesome that we could actually collaborate on something.
Well, and we got to finally explain why we know each other since that's like the number one.
People ask
question.
That all the time. You'll pop up my vlog for a 10-second clip. People are like, just mind fucked. I get it. It doesn't
How
make
does
a lot of
he
sense.
Know her?
We had to get her on the No Fox Given podcast. If you guys are listening, make sure you give us a 5-star on the iTunes charts. And do not forget, we are giving away an iPhone 12 and a PS5, sorry, or a PS5, and a trip out to my house to be on the podcast, on the vlog, hang out with me, hang out with Maverick, see Lindsay, see the whole crew. All you got to do to win, go vote us 5 stars in the iTunes charts. That is it. Subscribe if you are not. We love you guys. It's been Tanner.
It's been Maverick.
Constance.
And we're out. Peace.